A new law that will take effect early next year creates a new type of license for farm cider-making operations. Sonia Del Peral is manager of Albany's Nine Pin Cider Works company.
We play off the legend of Rip Van Winkle, who fell asleep after playing a game of nine pins and partaking in a keg of hard cider in the Catskill Mountains.
She agrees with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who believes that the farm cider operations, which can sell other products such as jams and souvenirs, will promote tourism and help New York agriculture.
Because it will permit us to operate in the heart of Albany and thereby bring our farm-to-glass product directly to the people.
Cuomo's Farm Cideries bill creates a license for operations that make and sell hard cider annually from crops grown in New York. The license is similar to ones available to farm wineries, breweries, and distilleries. One of the nation's first urban cideries, Nine Pin is nestled in warehouse space on the corner of Broadway and Thatcher in North Albany.
You don't have to be located on a farm as long as you're producing New York State-labeled cider, which is cider made from 100% New York State apples, and production level is under 150,000 gallons per year.
Nine Pin procures apples locally from Hudson Valley apple orchards like Altamont's Indian Ladder Farms and Lindsay's Idlewood Orchard in Rexford. Dean Norton, president of the New York Farm Bureau, hails the new farm cidery license as a boost for local orchards and cider makers. Alejandro Del Peral, Sonia's son, is the cider maker. He says if you haven't tasted hard cider, you're in for a treat.
Up until recently, cider's more or less been grouped into two categories. There's sort of the mass-produced ciders, which are often very sweet and can turn people off just because the sweetness is too high. And then on the other end, there's the fine wine-style ciders, which sort of parallel sort of champagne. And to someone who hasn't ever drank cider before, cider like that, it's more of an acquired taste. So our idea is to put out a product which is somewhere in between the two, with a nice balance of sugar and acidity, easily drinkable and objectively delicious. And the real challenge is to get people just to take one sip.
So what are you going to do, put an apron on and hang out at a Hannaford and give people like little cups of it or what?
We will do tastings at various stores and bars, beer festivals throughout the year. I think we're sort of planning on attending some farmers markets as well.
Nine Pin plans to have its first batch of cider ready in 2014. It will be available at the Broadway Cidery and in supermarkets, wine stores, restaurants, and bars. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.